She also grabbed the remote control and started playing with the settings. Welcome to Adult Bedtime Stories with Shah. This is the adult adapted version of Goldilocks. Once upon a time, there was three sisters that lived together. Hannah, Maria, and Ashley. Their parents, Steve Bear and Hannah Bear, left them the house when they retired to move to a smaller house. The Bear sisters' house was in a remote part of Canada, surrounded by the wilderness. Ironically, they shared a surname with actual bears that would roam the outback, but everybody lived in harmony. The sisters, even though they were fully grown adults, looked very different amongst each other. Hannah, who was the eldest sister, was a tall lady that had long legs and had long, dark, silky, lush hair. She had all the traits of a supermodel. Maria was average size, with blonde wavy hair, a large bust and a curvy figure. And Ashley, who was the shortest and youngest of the sisters, carried off an emu look about herself. All three sisters were beautiful in their own way, but one would never guess they were all related. It was a summer's day, and the Bear sisters were downstairs in the kitchen having breakfast. There was a big bowl for Hannah, a medium-sized bowl for Maria, and a small bowl for Ashley. They each had a chair to sit in. A small pink chair for Ashley, a medium-sized red chair for Maria, and a large black chair for Hannah. Each sister had a room for themselves. Ashley had a room covered with posters of rock bands, and instead of a bed, had a futon. Maria had a room that was set up as a content creator, with recording equipment, computer, and lights, along with her bed, which was a medium-sized four-poster. Lastly, Hannah had a grand bedroom with an ensuite, walk-in wardrobe, which accommodated her masses of shoes and clothes, and her bed was a waterbed. Each sister had a very different looks, personalities, preferences, and tastes. That day, after they made the porridge for breakfast and poured it into the porridge bowls, they decided to go for a morning stroll while the porridge was cooling, so they would not burn their mouths by eating too soon. While they were out, a young lady called Goldilocks, who lived in the local area, had been sent on a job by Uber Eats and was in the vicinity of the house. As Goldilocks passed the house, she went to check her phone to confirm the delivery that she had was actually the correct house that had placed the order. Though Goldilocks could not get a signal. Oh, how Goldilocks was not happy, and she was so fed up with this darn job, sending her far and wide for these deliveries. Goldilocks tried everything to get a signal. No signal. Oh no. She moved even to higher ground. Still no signal. She switched her phone on and off and back on. But for the life of her, she could still not get a signal. Goldilocks did not want to turn back, as she had come so far and thought maybe the house before her was the house that made the order. Even if the people at the house didn't place the order, then maybe she could borrow the Wi-Fi signal. Goldilocks walked up to the house and rang the doorbell. However, no one answered. Hello, is anyone there? She knocked on the doors and windows, but still, no one answered. Hello, I have a delivery. Is there anybody there? Goldilocks was very persistent and believed somebody had to be home as the lights were on and she could hear rock music playing faintly from upstairs. The music was left on, of course, by Ashley Bear, though all the bears were out walking, waiting for their breakfast to cool down. As Goldilocks was looking around the house to see if anybody was there, she walked to the back where the kitchen was. Again, Goldilocks knocked on the door. But still, no one came. Why is no one answering? This is annoying with my delivery for today that these people have ordered. And it's not like I can hang around, said Goldilocks. I have better things to do. Goldilocks could see three bowls of porridge in the kitchen that lay on the table. Goldilocks thought somebody had to be there, so she tried the handle on the back of the door, and to her surprise, it opened. Perfect. You know what? I will just leave it here for them on the kitchen table, said Goldilocks. As Goldilocks placed down the order, the smell from the three bowls was overwhelming, and she had not eaten. The food looked so inviting. If I try all three and take a little of each of them, no one will ever know that I ate some, said Goldilocks. The bowls of porridge all looked slightly different, apart from the sizes, of course. There was a big bowl that had strawberries on top, a medium bowl that had honey and walnuts sprinkled on, and a small bowl that had chocolate sauce dripped all over it. Let me try this big bowl. That's not too bad, but it's missing something. How about this medium bowl? Not too bad. However, these nuts are too hard for me. How about this small bowl? Sweet. But I think it's too sweet though. Goldilocks had half eaten all of the bowls and was getting full. Goldilocks left the kitchen and started to call out again. Hello, hello, it's Uber Eats here, said Goldilocks. Now, to a normal city or a town, walking in a house would be ill-advised and could get you into big trouble or possibly worse if it was in America. However, this was Canada, where there were no guns and the town was a small friendly place where people did not have to worry about crime, so Goldilocks thought nothing of it. I see, they left the TV on and my favourite show Family Feud is on. Those people say the funniest thing, said Goldilocks. We asked 100 people, what is the most annoying thing your husband does? Oh, I know this. It's the goddamn toilet seat, not putting it down, said Goldilocks. Toilet seat is the correct answer. Yep, I am too good. Goddamn men. Haha, said Goldilocks. I think I'm going to sit down and wait for the person that ordered to come back. I'm sure it'd be fine, thought Goldilocks. There were three chairs in the living room. A big leather cinema chair, a medium massaging chair, and a beanbag chair. Goldilocks was overwhelmed with the choices, so she tried the beanbag chair first. She sat down in the chair and molded her body into it. After a few minutes, she was not happy and was feeling uncomfortable, so she switched to the medium-sized chair. She sat down and relaxed. She then proceeded to try the massage options. She clicked the one button, and that started vibrating her back. She then hit number two, and her legs were getting massaged. Then she hit number three, and her buttocks got massaged. All three massage elements were vibrating. She adjusted the strength, and she started to get a bit turned on, as her whole body was vibrating. Goldilocks started to get wet in her pussy. Wow, I like this chair, said Goldilocks. But after a few more minutes, Goldilocks realized she was in a stranger's house once again, and it was not appropriate and thought, I've tried those two, I should try the last one at least. Goldilocks sat on the cinema chair and carried on watching Family Fortune. After around 5 minutes the show finished, she got up. Maybe the people upstairs, pondered Goldilocks. She made her way upstairs while calling out once more. Hello? Still, no one answered. Upstairs, she saw four doors. One door was blank, and there were other three doors that had names on it. There was a door that said Hannah, a door that said Maria, and a door that said Ashley above them. She assumed that they must be the bedroom. She checked the other door first and opened up, and there was a bathroom. Hello? She then went to the first door that had Hannah hanging above it. She knocked on the door, and no one answered. She turned the handle and walked right in. Goldilocks was not afraid to explore the house now, as she had been all over the house, and there was no one about. She noticed the room was very neat and tidy, that had a water bed, a walk-in closet with glamorous clothes, ensuite, jewelry stands, full-length mirrors, and more. Nosy Goldilocks was very impressed with the style and layout, but she was a little envious. She had completely forgot where she was, and whose house she was in. It was like she was in her own world, and she imagined the house she was in was hers, though a part of her still remembered that she was out for the delivery. Though Goldilocks carried on. She strolled into the walk-in wardrobe and thought the dresses looked fabulous, so she decided to try some outfits on. She slipped out of her jeans and top and stood there in her underwear and picked out a long black dress. She popped it over her head, but the dress was far too long and touched the floor. She did pause for a minute or two to look at herself in the mirror. And she made some poses like she was on a photo shoot. Goldilocks pushed her breasts together to make a little cleavage and posed for a second in the mirror once again. Yes, I look very hot, said Goldilocks. Then she slipped off the dress and hanged it back. Goldilocks wondered if there was any sexy underwear that she could try on while she was there. She opened up the drawer and saw some socks. Nope, that's not it, Goldilocks said. Then, in the next drawer, she saw some sexy lingerie. She was rummaging through to choose her underwear, and she felt something long and hard. Oh my, I wonder what that is, said Goldilocks. And her finger slipped on a button, and the object started to vibrate. Oh, gosh. I know what this is, said Goldilocks as she giggled. Goldilocks stood there in her underwear, while holding a long vibrator. She was still feeling a little wet from sitting in the massage chair, and the waterbed looked so inviting. Goldilocks started to proceed to lie down on the bed and tried out the toy that she had found. The waterbed made her pleasuring more exciting, as the bed would sway in different directions while she was using her toy. Goldilocks was getting sexually aroused and wet, but could not fully satisfy herself, so she wondered if the other bedrooms would have anything else exciting for her to play with. So off Goldilocks got up from the bed, leaving the toy on the bed and her clothes in the walk-in wardrobe, and she walked out. She walked to the next bedroom fully naked and excited. She didn't bother to knock this time, and she entered Maria's bedroom. She noticed a bed with pink sheets, fluffy pink pillows, studio lights over the bed, microphone stand, computer, multiple cameras, and more. Goldilocks was very intrigued and nosy, so she wondered what all the setup was about. She walked over to the computer and switched it on. On the screen was a website, camgirls.com. It was then she realized what the room was designed for. She noticed a big button saying go live. As Goldilocks was horny and looking to be satisfied, she thought, what the hell, and clicked on it. The screen suddenly popped up with messages asking for sexual requests. She read, play with yourself, and she thought, why not? So she laid down on the bed and fingered her wet pussy. After getting more stimulated sexually, she read another comment from a member which said, grab a toy from the drawer. Her eyes lit up with curiosity as she reached over to the drawer. In the drawer were even more toys and outfits than the last room. She reached and chose a nurse's outfit that looked sexy, revealing, and had holes in all the key areas. She put it on, and even though it wasn't a perfect fit, she posed for the cameras. After a few poses, she reached back into the drawer and grabbed some love eggs. She heard about this, but had never used it. She inserted two balls into her pussy and a plug into her bottom. She also grabbed a remote control and started playing with the settings. She was getting really wet and turned on now, and the thought of strangers watching her made it even more exciting. As she performed, the noise of donations rang. She really put on a show, and after 10 minutes she realized that was still not enough for her to be truly satisfied, so she blew kisses to her newly founded fans and logged off. In the back of her mind, she was still wondering what the last room might have, so she left the room and strolled over to the last door, which was Ashley's. She stood there for a minute to wonder what might be in there, and she entered. The last room was different from the other two. It had rock posters, guitars hanging up, a futon bed that laid on the floor, and a big wardrobe in the corner. There was also rock music playing that she recalled from earlier. Her curiosity led her to the big wardrobe. She swung open the doors. She saw a load of unusual outfits. As her eyes glanced back and forth at the outfits, she heard a groan. Beneath the clothes was a giant cage with a man on all fours, dressed in leather and wearing a gimp mask. Oh my, you scared me there.
Yes, mistress. Sorry, mistress. I'm sorry. Punish me.
Goldilocks paused for a second and realized she entered a dominatrix room. She thought this would be interesting, so she let the man out of the cage. Hanging up on the side of the cage was a collar and chain, so she strapped it to the man. On the inside door were hanging all different spank toys, so she grabbed a whip and a paddle in one hand and held a leash in the other. You have been a naughty boy, haven't you? Said Goldilocks.
Yes, yes, mistress.
Did I say you could talk? Said Goldilocks, and whipped the man on the back, leaving a red mark. The man groaned, and Goldilocks gave a slight smile. Goldilocks then marched the man around the bedroom on all fours, and instructed him to obey her. The man was very obedient and did everything Goldilocks told him. After she was satisfied with his obedience, she told the man, "You've been a good boy now. You need to do me a special favor." She laid down on the futon on her back and spread her legs. "Lick me, slave. Lick me," said Goldilocks.
Yes, mistress," said the enthusiastic slave.
"Did I say you could talk?" said Goldilocks, and whipped the man hard. "Now put your mouth to work, boy." And so the man on all fours walked over to Goldilocks' wet, shaved pussy and began licking her. Goldilocks laid back and moaned. After another 10 minutes or so, she could still not reach climax and got frustrated. She spanked the man, told him he did a bad job, and locked him back in the cage. Just as she did, she heard voices downstairs. Oh no, Goldilocks realized what a naughty lady she had been, so she decided to hide in the cupboard with the sex slave.
"Shh," said Goldilocks.
Meanwhile, downstairs, Hannah Bear said, "Someone has been eating my porridge. I had more than that. That's so strange." Maria said that someone had also nibbled on her porridge. And Ashley thought, "Oh boy, I hope my slave has not got out." But to make no suspicion, she said the same thing. "Someone's ate my porridge too." They noticed that there were some shopping bags left on the kitchen table and that someone had entered and left it there. They all grabbed the breakfast and thought maybe it was the delivery person and proceeded to eat the remains in the lounge. They all sat down and started to eat their breakfast, though Maria noticed her chair was wet. Of course, that's where Goldilocks first got excited. Maria thought not too much of it and thought it could have been something else. Once the sisters had finished their breakfast, they placed the bowls back into the kitchen. They heard a rumble noise from upstairs and thought maybe there was actually somebody in the house, though Ashley knew that her sex slave was in the house. Their sisters lined up behind one another and crept up the stairs. Hannah said, let's check my room first. The sisters entered and noticed the sheets were ruffled and her big vibrator was laying on the bed. Hannah was a little embarrassed and told the other sisters that they're all adults now and had needs, but assured them that she did not leave the room the way it looked. The sisters looked around but found no one in the room, so they decided to check Maria's room. The sisters entered the room and again, the bed was ruffled and her love eggs lay there and the computer screen was turned on and left on the website that Goldilocks had just been on. The other sisters looked at Maria and as she said, you are a naughty lady, aren't you, sis? Maria, like Hannah, said yes, but we're all grown up now. The sisters again looked around but found nobody. Right, your room now, Ashley. The sisters walked to Ashley's room and again, the bed was ruffled and noticeable that someone had also been there. Ashley was still wondering if it was her sex slave that had been out. So she confessed to her sisters that she had a living sex slave and that he was kept in the cage. The sisters asked Maria to show them the slave, so they walked over to the wardrobe. Ashley opened the door and there stood Goldilocks standing naked and there was a man in the cage. The sisters were shocked and asked Ashley that, I thought you said there was just one slave, but why there was two? At that moment, Ashley looked at Goldilocks and Goldilocks locked eyes with Ashley. Ashley winked at Goldilocks and told her sisters that the lady before them was her assistant and she had been mentoring her. Well, won't you come, my dear? Said the older sister. So Goldilocks stepped out and stood there naked with her arms across her body looking shy. Maria said, don't be shy there, lady. I know it's you in my room. My phone is blowing up. Hannah reached over to Goldilocks and put her fingers through her hair and told Goldilocks that she was a very beautiful lady. Ashley was still thinking about how she had a slave in her room and how the other sisters may be mad. She did not want to ruin her story, so she walked over to Goldilocks and locked her lips on her. Goldilocks was a little taken back, but just like Ashley, she played along. Ashley caressed Goldilocks' body, while with the other hand, she reached down to lightly touch her wet pussy. Maria said, I think now is a perfect time to record a show for my fans in my room. Everyone come this way and bring that manslave too. So off went Ashley, who was holding Goldilocks' hands and leading the way to Maria's room. Maria followed behind and Hannah let out the slave and walked him to Maria's room. Maria said, okay girls, everybody get comfortable and lay down on my bed as the show is about to begin. The sisters and Goldilocks lay down on the bed. Ashley then said to the man, not you fool. You don't deserve to be on this bed with us ladies. Go sit in the corner. Okay girls, we're live, said Maria. The messages popped up on the screen. Someone messaged, why is the blonde girl the only one naked? So the three sisters then seductively stripped off their clothes. Another message popped up. Kiss each other. The other sisters could not kiss each other as they were related, and that's just wrong. But they were open and shared everything with each other. So one by one, they took their turn to kiss Goldilocks. Yet the messages kept coming. Let's see some action. Hannah slowly pushed Goldilocks on the bed and glided her hands over her body from top to toe. She then leant over Goldilocks' head and lowered her pussy onto Goldilocks' face. Goldilocks was very horny and wet and began to lick Hannah's pussy. Ashley then leaned forward to Goldilocks and spread her legs apart with her hands and began working on Goldilocks. Maria was left on her own and another message popped up. Why you not get involved? ? She told the sex slave to come here as he was a good boy and today was his lucky day. Yes, mistress. The sex slave went over to Maria and she instructed to fuck her doggy style at the edge of the futon. as he was being an obedient slave, and he made sure not to be on the bed. As time went by, Maria stopped looking at the messages and instructed the slave to pleasure each of the lady while Goldilocks was doing the same. Alternating. It was one big orgy in bed. After a performance show like that, everyone was tired and laid on the bed, and Maria shut down the computer. Then everybody went downstairs to relax. Goldilocks made her excuses that she had to dash, and before she went, she secretly handed her number to Maria, as thus not to give away their mutual secret that this was the first time that they had met. Goldilocks made her way home, and the sisters enjoyed the rest of the day. The next day, Goldilocks' phone buzzed, and a message from Uber Eats pops up. This time, the order was a bit unusual. That included jelly, cream, chocolate, and alcohol. She looked at the delivery address, and it was the Three Sister Bear house. Goldilocks set off knowing exactly what was going to occur once she arrived. Goldilocks, during the summer, made many, many, many more deliveries to the bear's house. The end. Thank you for listening to Adult Bedtime Stories by Shah Podcasts. Please comment and subscribe to the channel. Good night and sweet dreams.